Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold, hosting ACRTA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. Welcome to the show this evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to have you with us again. For those who have been with us many times before, and welcome to the new people who have not listened. I also want to give an especially warm welcome to the leader of this teaching, that is Sri Kadafji, the Mahaji, the 973rd Living Sri Oceanaster. And Sri Kadafji, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing quite well, and I do apologize because I normally state that this is October 1st, 2016, 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of America, of the United States of America.
Oh, it's always October 1st?
Today's October 1st, and I neglected my duties in that aspect, so I apologize to you and everyone for not starting this show out properly.
Now my guess was you always state it's October 1st. Is when you say you always state it.
Oh, I always state
was,
the date.
That was supposed to be a joke.
Yes, you caught me on that one. I always state the date.
Because you always
state
it's October 1st.
The date and the time.
The date.
Yes.
Okay.
Only on October 1st do I state that date.
That's correct.
Anyway, we'll be talking about the basic fundamentals of the teaching as well as going into some of the deeper aspects as well. But we do cover all the basics during the show, as short as the show is. We have 30 minutes, but we do try to get to everything. And with that, I would like to ask Sri Kadafji if there's anything in particular where he would like to begin tonight. Because sometimes we talk about the history, sometimes we talk about he became the living Sri Ocean Master, or we just talk about what the basic goal of this teaching is. Sri Kadafji, those options being offered, go ahead.
Well, you said the deeper aspects. To me, it's in terms of when we talk about spirituality, people would call that deep or talking about God, that type of thing. But to me, it's not necessarily superficial, but it's something that people think about all the time. So it's not really necessarily a deep aspect. It's just that when people are not ready for the path, and that means you're talking about 99 out of 100 people, a lot of people, that means they're just not ready. When they don't understand or call things spiritually, they call them deep, you see. So it's just the misunderstanding of what the normal way of thinking is, because people think of spiritual things and God all the time. They just don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it because they say if you go to a party, you're not supposed to talk about religion and politics. That's another joke too. All right. So having said that, it's a matter of when we talk about ACRTA as the only path to God and the most direct path, that also turns off the 99 out of 100 because they're not supposed to be getting it in the first place. And when we say that, it's really for the ready soul that can understand what they think about as fact and also to be able to articulate it and talk about it for probably the first time in their lifetime. Because the ready soul is seeking the path, and that means he or she is seeking the living Sri Ocean Master, and his path presently is the path of ACRTA, with its short definition of the ancient science of Sahaji. And Sahaji looks like the foreign term, as they call it, which means soul movement, out-of-body experience, the inner movement of the unit of awareness that we call soul, which is the light and sound within one. Sound current is within each individual, can be heard as the high electrical pitch or a ringing in the ear that one can hear within. And sometimes when people can't tune into it or hear it, we recommend they go to a quiet place and attempt to listen for it. If they can't hear it, eventually they will if they're persistent. And that's very important, and it's also an ecstatic experience. It brings true ecstasy to one in the relationship with their eternal self. That's what we offer in Akita, is that link up with the divine when we talk about it. See, it's like a normal link up. We have initiation levels, and it's in one sense of the word, when people hear the sound current for the first time, it's kind of a minor initiation, not exactly, because initiation means you learned about a inner dimension and can really function within that plane. So that would be initiations to different dimensions that we offer in ACTA as well through the Living Source and Mastery, who has initiatory power because he's experienced the planes of mastery and beyond. And that's really my position, a temporary position presently, that I've had since 1986, and also as leader of the path of ACTA. And that's my responsibility to represent the longest unbroken line of spiritual masters in history, which we're proud of that lineage because it explains that it's not hero worship or one individual who's considered the Messiah or some savant or something like that. It's an ongoing process that has been here since the beginning of time and beyond. It's a state of consciousness that's within the Living Source Master that we call the Rod of Power. It's the first representative of the Supreme Deity, not a God per se or a Messiah, as I said before, nothing of that sort or sorted really hero worship. It's a lot of nonsense when they do this Messiah business. But the non-ready are always looking for some kind of hero to identify with, so they can point to somebody that can furnish their dependency, because they're not understanding themselves in self-realization. So they have to go out to someone else so they can depend upon them for answers. So they don't really realize that when we give these three goals that we have in Akita, the self-realization, God-realization, and mastery, that one can't believe, because again, they're not ready, believe that they can actually be their own answer. See, and my position is just to guide people and direct people in the inner planes when they get into a jam or some kind of difficulty, that I can point a way to success or a way to reveal how to negotiate the difficulties of the inner dimensions. That's my responsibility as a guide on the inner. The spiritual traveler is the guide to people who are the aforesaid, the ready soul. Ready soul means that they'll shortly, either now or in the near future, step upon the karmaless path of Akita, meaning that once one steps onto the path, their karma ceases at that point. It all stops. And then they start to work out their karma instead of making it. So it's a working out of the karma. Or maybe the wording would be resolution. We resolve the issues of karma, the cause and effect issues, and there's no longer any karma that's made. And now we're practicing what is known as dharma, the karmaless life. Dharma would be the fact that there is only cause and no reaction. The cause is immediately the effect within itself without any creation of a gross plane of manifestation. For instance, prior to that, in the karma, there's a cause and effect, that there's an image factor of motion that has an effect that creates a manifestation. So dharma is a non-manifest state activity that only we explain in Akita, and nobody else can really understand it. But to the ready soul tonight that's come here to listen to me, it's not a riddle. And if anything, there's some really fine information that's drawn out in these entities each week, and I know you agree with that, because there's some good stuff even tonight, right, Leslie?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course I agree with it, and I've known you for a long time, and I've been on this path for a very long time, and it's interesting because it's never dull. There's always something new that I'm learning. You know, spiritual unfoldment's a continuous process. It's It is completely fascinating. It really is. And it's exciting. It's very exciting because life is dull for most people, but it's not dull for those people on this path because we're constantly unfolding and learning new things in all aspects about ourselves and about the inner planes.
Yeah.
As
That's
well as
right.
the outer plane. So it's really, it's a wonderful place to be, for me, and I'm sure for many others who are on the path.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really about feeling. We always say that when somebody comes to the path, their feelings are at a point where they need to be, recognized, and they need to augment and upgrade their vibrations because they're sort of stagnated at some point. So the path really, as you said, is increases the perpetual law of increase, if anything. It goes along with that. And just like tonight, I think there's some very good information that I'm the voice to that, the Akshar, we call God in Sferosha. But to warn that I'm not saying I'm God, because everybody is a spark of God. We all can be channels for the Supreme Deity, not channels for lower trans channelers and all that nonsense. I don't think that's as big a deal now as it once was when they started doing it many years ago. I know they still have them, but that's just a load of nonsense because the individual's spirit, each person, is important unto themselves. And they don't need to bring in some other weird entity into their body. And they just do that for gaining some kind of revenue or coins in the bucket type thing.
If I might interject for a second. The other thing is, well, I don't understand why people think just because someone has passed on and they're now on the inner planes that they suddenly have become a wise person.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't,
because they,
it doesn't
the
happen
wise
like
because
that.
They died, right?
Right. And they're out there, you know, in a folderol giving people, oh, I can, you know, tell them this and tell them that, and they think I'm wonderful because, you know, I'm past and I'm on the inner planes, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're any kind of a spiritual
master.
Well,
you know, I was thinking when you were saying that, it's kind of like these people that were assassinated and they think they're great people. I said, yes, they were successfully assassinated, right? You know, they become these big celebrities and stars. But that's your typical Iron Age of nonsense. It's real nonsense. And mostly it's media hype. People really don't think of these things and how ridiculous it is. But they promote a lot of stuff in the marketplace, which we're not interested in. And we don't really, every once in a while, like even making a joke there, it's kind of like on the fringes of things. And then people will ask me my opinion about certain things, and I say, well, next question a lot of times, because we're really looking to for that ready soul to help them gain spiritual liberation on the fifth plane, because we maybe you'd like to talk about the lower planes. Let me see what where our time is. It's, well, how much more time do
we have?
Go ahead and talk about the lower planes and take us through a contemplation, if you will, please. Okay.
Well, just to preface that a little bit, spirit that flows from the Godhead, and the name that we use in Akita for the Godhead is Akshar, a spirit, and we also use the name Sferosha for spirit. But the Sferosha that flows from the Godhead, it comes first into the higher planes where it's pure positive spirit, and then it breaks off into the positive and negative, the dual currents, once it reaches below the fifth plane. And then the further down it goes into the lower worlds, the more matter becomes intermingled with the spirit. So then when you come to the physical plane, which is the lowest of all the planes, you obviously have a very material world. And so we're a material world. And anyway, that's a little joke. But The thing is, there are many, many souls that are seeking spiritual unfoldment and trying to figure out where they're supposed to go and what they're supposed to do. So when they reach this path, the path of Akita, they're guided back through these planes and through initiation levels that accompany their journey through these planes until they reach the goals of Akata of self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery. Now, I know you wanted me to describe a little bit about the lower plane. So the next plane up from the physical plane is the astral plane. And a lot of people are familiar with the astral plane because people often travel in the astral plane when they're dreaming. And especially if you're having a very vivid dream with very bright colors, you're probably traveling in the astral plane. Each of the planes has a color, a sound, a particular sound that's identified with it. The astral plane has sort of a pink to a deep red or rose color. Different parts of the plane look differently. The sound on the astral plane is the roar of the sea. So it's interesting because, you know, when we're hearing the roar of the sea here on the physical, that's actually the sound of the astral plane, whereas the sound on the physical plane, the sound is actually thunder. And so then above the, and also I just wanted to mention on the astral plane, when there are psychics, fortune tellers, people that are doing things on a psychic level, whether it's even some of these healing arts that involve things like Reiki, they're all off the astral plane. So a lot of times people think they're really dealing with something that's at a very high vibrational level. In actuality, it's not. And the people that get involved in those things create a great deal of karma. And so anyway, just to go quickly, I don't want to take up the entire time. We go up to the causal plane. This is where our past life records, the Akashic records, are stored. We can easily go there and view our past lives, and that's not a bad thing to do, but it's okay, but we don't want to get so tangled up with it. That's all we're doing is reading our past life records. There's lessons to be learned from that, and it's a good thing to do initially when you step on the path, when you learn how to do that, people are interested. But that plane, the causal plane, has a sort of an ochre, coppery color to it as well. And I just wanted to mention that. And the sound that you might hear on the causal plane is the tinkle of bells. So I'm giving you the colors and the sounds because if you're traveling on the inner and you see colors of that particular nature, you can identify where you're traveling. Then above the causal plane is the mental plane, which actually has a top level to it. The bottom level, the mental plane, is, of course, where mind operates, source of philosophy, religions. The sound on this plane is running water. The color is blue. We look at the sky is blue because of all the thoughts we're pouring into it. And then the top of the mental plane is the etheric plane. And that has really sort of a lavender color. And it's now that's the plane right before getting into the higher planes where it's pure positive energy. So the etheric plane is lavender. You can hear the buzzing of bees. It's the source of the unconscious. So then once you leave the etheric plane, then you receive your fifth initiation, you're in the soul plane, which is a bright yellow plane and the first plane of the God worlds. I know you said just to describe the lower worlds. And oh, yes, you did ask me to take through a contemplation. So do you mind me taking up this much time, Sri Kadavji? I'll try to get through the contemplation in a fairly alacrative way.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So we do a contemplation every day. We do it for 30 minutes. And the reason we do this is to maintain and increase our spiritual balance, facilitate our spiritual unfoldment so that we can reach our goals of self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery in a faster manner. So what we do is we sit quietly. We have our eyes closed. Our attention is usually on the crown chakra, which is that spot on the top of the head where a soul enters when a baby is born. And that's the highest chakra, which is the reason we put our attention on that. Although sometimes people use the third eye, and that's okay as well. Any lower chakras are really concentrating on the lower worlds. So we close our eyes, and then we chant the word Hue, which is another word that means God, but it's a word that comes off it's simultaneously from the 10th and the 12th plane, the Hue, but it does mean God. It's such a high vibration that it really knock out any kind of negativity that's in the area when you use the hue. Whether you use it on the inner or the outer, it works, believe me. but you don't have to believe me. You can try it for yourself. So I'm going to take you through a brief version of a contemplation just so you can get the feeling of what it is to chant the hue for a moment or two and feel the vibrations. And if you close your eyes, take a deep breath or two to relax. It sounds like this. Hue. Baraka Bashan, which means may the blessings be. And if I might add, if you'd like to learn more about the contemplations, you can look up the introductory book of Akata online. Everything we do is free, so you can download any of the books for free. And certainly a great place to start would be that introductory book, because in Chapter 3, we describe many methods of doing the contemplation technique. Sri Kanavji, I know that I glossed through some stuff, so there might be some things that you want to add that I didn't go into.
Well, it was high gloss, though, that you went into. It's very high. So that's really good, because it's very special. I think we covered the basics. The main thing is to understand that the daily practice, maybe we didn't talk about contemplation per se. I think, did you mention that, the 30-minute contemplation?
I don't know if we emphasized it.
But anyway, that's the daily practice that we teach is a 30-minute contemplation, which is what Leslie did in terms of the hue chant. You don't necessarily have to do that aloud, but you can if you're by yourself or amongst people that are kindred to it or are familiar or not against listening to it. It's a matter of your choice and how you use the hue. The hue is a universal mantra, as you said, and it helps protect people against negative forces and things of that nature, or just negativity in general. It's a mantra, a word that transcends the lower languages and gets into a higher language of higher Sanskrit. It's the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament, even though we're not in your religion per se. But it's also infant speaking in tongues when they're first born. So that's really the higher Sanskrit. Akats is a higher Sanskrit word. It means equilibrium, but in reality, it just means Akata. So it has really no English or logical definition. It has a power energy to it. It has a vibration. People can feel the vibration when they listen to our purport this evening. There's a high vibration. Only ready soul make a connection to that vibration. If you did the hue chant, you can feel this rosh, it's palpable, and also other people will feel it, but when they go away, their karma kicks in again, and they're scattered away from it. Their distractions will keep them from the high path. That's why ready souls don't make it, because their engrams aren't at a ready state to cease their karma and start the dharma life. They're just not at a point where they call it the tipping point, is some of the New Age language. And in one sense, the word is like that, when a ready soul can feel the wave of the Sarosha and it catches them and they sort of catch it, sort of like it's not necessarily a disease per se, because you're at ease, not with disease, right? Become at ease. And it's like a reverse disease. It's an Addies type thing, not in military sense either. So I have a lot of jokes this evening. I'm becoming very comedic, right?
Yes, you're very droll tonight.
Very, very jovial, right? A jovial class tonight. What's our time, like 6 minutes or something? something like that.
Yeah, we have about a little more than 5 minutes. But maybe if you don't mind my mentioning that we're having a series of talks. We've only have two left in the Philadelphia area for this year, and this is a grand opportunity to meet Sri Kadavji. So if you're able to attend, the next one is Tuesday, October 11th. 6:30 p.m., and it's at the Philadelphia Central Library at 1900 Vine Street, on the corner of Vine and 20th, I believe, or Vine and 20th, I believe. So anyway, it's 1900 Vine Street in Philadelphia. It's a huge Greco-Roman
building. Sure.
You cannot
miss
it.
If you get down and, Vine Street in that particular number block, I think it takes up 19th and 20th. It takes up the whole block there. It's really huge Greco-Roman columns real high. And so it's a really fascinating building. But that's some of the architecture downtown Philadelphia is like that, with the museum and what have you, where they used to have the Rocky statue and all that, just to promote it a bit.
Yeah. Right. But if you're... if you're interested in hearing Sri Kadavji speak in public, this is a wonderful time. There'll also be a question and answer session at the end of the talk. So we do invite you, if you're able to get there, we'd be thrilled to have you there, and hope that you're able to attend. And then there'll be one in November as well, which will also be on the second Tuesday of the month. But all the information is on our website. So if you're interested in looking up that information or downloading the introductory book or any of the other books or listening to any of the other audios of Sri Kadavji, please go to the website akita.com to do that. And we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Now,
it's all free, too. We forgot to say we're not here selling anything, because usually people that pitch things or talk about things online or on the Blog Talk Radio, they're actually selling books or selling some courses or what have you. We're probably the only ones that don't sell things. I don't know for sure. I don't want to really say that, but it probably is unprecedented that we don't sell books, we don't sell seminars. Everything is free. The membership is free, and that's very refreshing to our members. They really like that aspect of it, and also to the general public, because they can appreciate that we're not here trying to make a living or take people's money. So that is a refreshing element to our motive, is to help that ready soul get spiritual liberation. I mean, I think that's really a beautiful motive, and different from that standpoint. So I know that the general public appreciates that, because they can say quite safely that here's not some person trying to sell them something, another person trying to sell something. And I think that's interesting, even to the Orthodox. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, people appreciate that, because everybody's out there trying to make a dollar on everything that you can imagine. So people are sort of beaten to death over this, because they, you know, they're scared to get into things because they don't know what people are going to be asking of them, or what they're going to be charged.
The other point I wanted to throw in there, I don't mean to interrupt, but the interesting thing is all these New Age people and pitchmen and motivators are just selling things. They're online and on television promoting their wares and everything. I don't begrudge it, but you have to take a close look at the fact, if they didn't try to sell you something, what do they have? Well, they actually have the golden rule. They're really repackaging, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's not a bad thing, the golden rule, but why do you have to sell it to somebody? Oh, I know people are trying to make a living. We'll go out and dig a ditch or something. No, I'm kidding. I'm really kind of kidding from that. I think what we do, not in comparison, not in competition, but to think those things through completely when you see these people, why they don't do it for free, right? They're trying to make a living somehow instead of just manifesting, so to speak.
Yeah,
right,
I do want to,
so.
and I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're very close
to the end. No, I know.
To
We're getting down
here.
to the last part anyway,
And
so it's okay.
I want to thank everyone for being with us this evening. It's always our pleasure to be able to give out as much information about ACATA as we can. We do welcome you to come to the talk, to look at our website, to listen to the archives of this Lix Blog Talk radio show. And it's just a great honor to be able to be doing this show on a weekly basis. And I thank you, Sri Kadarji, for allowing me this honor. Sri Kadarji, for 10 seconds away, it's yours to close, if you would.
Raising right hand, palm facing out. I am always with you. May the blessings be. Baraka Vishad.